بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. The declaration of الشهادتين is the key to heaven. And this key has its own teeth. And the teeth of الشهادتين were the conditions of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله that were discussed in the last 2 days. There are, on the other hand, actions and or beliefs that contradict the essence of الشهادتين. And these are known as مواقض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. The contradictions to the شهادتين of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله means acts that contradict the essence and the concept of these شهادتين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear that mankind must follow Islam. Not only that, but to hold to it. And at the same time, dissociate from whatever contradicts it. The declaration, there is no God but Allah, not only negates all false deities and confirms the worship to Allah, but it also requires complete dissociation from anything, anyone being worshipped other than Allah. يقول المولى عز وجل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, Ayah 256. Whosoever disbelieves in false deities and believes in Allah. Look here. Disbelieves in false deities and believes in Allah. Then he has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that will never break. To declare, on the other hand, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true slave and messenger of Allah requires the belief that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trusted by Allah to deliver the message of Islam. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be followed and obeyed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in the Quran, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatsoever the messenger gives you, take it. And whatsoever he forbids from it, abstain from it and fear Allah. Verily Allah is severe in punishment. There is a nice story that would explain this verse, this ayah, which is in Surah Al-Hashr, ayah 7. This came in one narration, in one hadith, in which a woman heard that in the complete text of it, it is narrated that Alqama, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, said, the narration by Alqama that Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, Allah curses those ladies who practice tattooing and those who get themselves tattooed. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud قال, لعن الله الواشمات والمتوشمات المتنمصات والمتفلجات للحسن المغيرات لخلق الله. Allah curses those ladies who practice tattooing and those who get themselves tattooed, and those ladies who remove the hair from their faces, and those who make artificial spaces between their teeth in order to look more beautiful, whereby they change Allah's creation. فبلغ ذلك امرأة من بني أسد يقال لها أم يعقوب فجاءت فقالت. His saying, this is the saying of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, reached a lady from Bani Asad called Umm Ya'qub, who came to Abdullah and said, I have come to know that you have cursed such and such lady. He replied, why shouldn't I curse those whom Allah's Messenger cursed and who are cursed in Allah's book? Umm Ya'qub said, I have read the whole Quran and I have not found in it what you say. He said, verily if you have read it, meaning the Quran, you have found it. Didn't you read, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatsoever the messenger gives you, take it, and whatsoever he forbids, abstain from it and fear Allah. She replied, yes, I did. He said, verily Allah's Messenger forbade these things. She said, but I see your wife doing these things. He said, go and watch her. She went and watched her, but could not see anything in support of her statement. On that he, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, said, if my wife were as you thought, I would not keep her in my company. That is, I would divorce her. وقال الله عز وجل من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا. In Surah An-Nisa, Surah 4, Ayah 18. He who obeys the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has indeed obeyed Allah. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. Nor does he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speak of his own. He doesn't speak of his own desire. It is no less than an inspiration sent down to him. This is in the Quran, Surah An-Najm, which is Surah 53, Ayahs 3 and 4. Not only that, but the condition of faith is heavily linked to the issue of following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. But know by your Lord, they can have no faith until they make you judge, O Muhammad, in all disputes between them, and find in their souls no resistance whatsoever against your decisions, but accept them fully with submission. And those who will not, or would not, there is a severe warning that they may fall in a grave fitna. يقول المولى عز وجل فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم. In Surah An-Nur, Surah 24, Ayah 63, let those beware who oppose the Messenger's tradition among the sects. Let them be aware. Let some trial befall them, which will lead them to disbelief. هذه الفتنة will lead them to disbelief. Or a grievous torment be inflicted on them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in explaining this, laid down a beautiful hadith in which he says, he who does an act, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. He who does an act which our matter, that is our religion, is not in agreement with, will have it rejected. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the manifestation of Muhammad Rasulullah. All the ways and methods that the Muslim needs to fulfill the declaration of ash-shahadatayn are explained in the Quran and by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned that there are ways that will lead to shirk, kufr or disbelief. And the Muslim must be very knowledgeable about this matter, so that he does not indulge in practices and concepts that will contradict the essence of ash-shahadatayn, and that he also will be able to expose those who may declare the shahadatayn, yet they are indeed enemies of Islam. They hide behind the shahadatayn, yet they represent one or another of the various sects that has nothing to do of Islam except by lip declaration of the shahadatayn, not believing in them, and on the other hand plotting against those who believe in them, try to sway their belief by throwing doubts about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the tremendous impact of neglecting the shahadatayn and not understanding them may lead the person in fact to fall in the thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned against severely, and that is الشرك بعينه. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. In Surah An-Nisa 116, verily Allah gives not the sin of setting up rivals in worship with Him, but He forgives whom He pleases other sins than that. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah 5, Ayah 72. Verily, whosoever sets up rivals in worship with Allah, then Allah has forbidden paradise for him, and the fire of hell will be his abode. To set up intermediates between a person and Allah, calling upon them and interceding with them and depending upon them, is a contradiction to the essence of ash-shahadatayn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this regard says, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, Ayah 22. Then set not up rivals unto Allah while you know. What do you mean you know? You know well the fact. You know well the fact that there is no one could help you or offer you what you need except Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked in a hadith which is collected by Bukhari and Muslim, which sin is the greatest or the gravest? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you set up rivals unto Allah despite the fact that He has created you. You set up rivals with Allah despite the fact that He has created you. In our dawah effort, talking to someone who associates one deity or other with Allah, yet he believes that God, Allah, is the creator, one could remind him of this thing, that He is the one who had created you, that yet you set up rivals with Him. This is the way to turn the favor that He has given you. This is the way you estimate Him. And this all results, this shirk and its form, results from one basic aspect, and that is, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدَرٍ. They have never, or they have failed to properly estimate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proper estimation that He deserves. And that's why they have resorted into things that are, that took form in humans or in graves or in saints or all these forms that we discussed during the past 2 days. People have adopted various kinds of shirk. I have put on this chart an illustration of the kinds of shirk that the person, the Muslim, should be aware of. Some of these were discussed. Some may have not been discussed in detail. But they take two forms, the major and the minor. Some of you now, alhamdulillah, have a good idea about some aspects of these shirk. But the first part of them, we'll go over really quickly, is under the major shirk, is shirk al-du'a, shirk of invocation. To call other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, which is Surah 10, Ayah 106, says, وَلَا تَدْعُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكَ وَلَا يَضُرُّكَ فَإِنْ فَعَلْتَ فَإِنَّكَ إِذًا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ أي من المشركين. Don't call other than Allah those who benefit you not or harm you not. For if you do so, you will fall into grave injustice. And this grave injustice is the shirk. It is the gravest injustice, as have been explained by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second form is shirk al-mahabba, shirk in love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah says, in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is Surah 2, Ayah 165, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Yet of mankind are some who take to worship others besides Allah and set them up as rivals with Allah. Or to Allah. They love them as they love Allah, but those who believe, this is the quality of the believer, love Allah more than anything else. This is in Surah 2, Ayah 165. The other form of major shirk is the shirk in the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To believe that someone may have divine attributes. For example, to believe that a prophet or a righteous man can know the unseen. This is a quality and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Anyone who would believe so is committing a contradiction for the aspect or the essence of ash-shahadatayn. Mainly, la ilaha illallah, the first part. And part of it is the tawheed and the oneness in the names of attributes of Allah. وَعِنْدَهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. In Surah Al-An'am, which is Surah 6, Ayah 59. And with him are the keys of the unseen. None knows them but he. So anyone who would claim, righteous man or otherwise, that he knows the unseen, he contradicts the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shirk al-ta'ah, the shirk of obedience. Obeying someone against the authority of Allah is a contradiction to the essence of La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in Surah At-Tawbah, which is Surah 9, Ayah 31, about the Jews and Christians. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا. They, the Jews and Christians, took their rabbis and their monks to be their Lord. How? By obeying them in things that they made lawful or unlawful according to their own desires and not according to the orders of Allah. They had taken them as lords beside Allah, and also took as their Lord Jesus, son of Mary, while they, Jews and Christians, were ordered in the Torah and the Gospel to worship none but one God, Allah. There is none to be worshipped but He, praise and glory be to Him, far above is He from having the partners they associate with Him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in an authentic hadith that was collected by Imam Ahmad, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There can be no obedience to any created human being if it contradicts the obedience to the Creator Allah. Then شرك الحلول, شرك الحلول, pantheism, the shirk of dwelling. This is the belief to some that Allah is united with His creation. تعالى الله عما يصفون علوا كبيرا. Allah is above what they attribute to Him. This doctrine defines Allah as dwelling in various forces and workings of the universe. The mystic sect of Sufism, and one of its famous preachers that was mentioned during the previous talks by the name of Ibn Arabi, who lived in the year between, or the years between 560 and died in the year 638 Hijra, adopted such belief. Some Sufis think that their scholars are under divine revelation. Most of these beliefs originated in India and Persia and are philosophical in nature. Christians after Jesus alayhi salam adopted the concept of dwelling in the form of incarnation, saying that Jesus is God incarnate. تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Allah is above His creation, distinct from His creation. He knows everything, He sees everything, the hidden and the manifested. He encompasses everything but does not dwell in anything. The concept of incarnation contradicts the perfect attributes of Allah. No one with the simplest common sense would like to think of Allah united with a human being, because it necessitates a change in His attributes from the divine and perfect to that of the imperfect human. All creation is in need of Allah. He says to the matter, be, and it will be. He is most glorified in His name and in His attributes. Shirk al-tasarruf, running the affairs. To believe that there are some people who can run the affairs of the universe contradicts the essence of Tawheed, and this is a major shirk. The Sufi mystics call such people Aqtab, A-Q-T-A-B, Aqtab, plural from Qutb. They know that those who committed shirk in Arabia at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that Allah alone is the one who controls and runs the affairs of the universe. They admitted to that. The mushriks of the Arabs admitted to that. They had, however, as we know, set up intermediaries between them and Allah, committing the shirk in worship, calling their intermediates for help, aid, etc. They did not commit the shirk in lordship. The mushrik Arab did not commit the shirk in worship, in lordship. يعني لم يشركوا في الربوبية. They testified that Allah is the true Lord, the sustainer, provider, creator. But look at these mystics. They make their aqtab similar in their attributes to that of Allah in His lordship. وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. They admitted the Arab to that. In Surah Yunus, just one citation, Surah Yunus, Ayah 31. And who rules and regulates all affairs? They will say Allah. The Mushrik Arabs admitted to that. So look at these mystics. They give their asbab what the Mushrik Arabs did not, but testify to the fact that Allah is the only Lord. Shirk al-Khawf, shirk of fear. Fearing that someone, dead or alive, present or absent, have certain powers by which they could harm others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. In Surah Az-Zumar, Al-Ayah 36. Is not Allah sufficient for His slaves? Yet they try to frighten you with those whom they worship besides Allah. This is in Surah 39, Ayah 36. In Surah Al-An'am, which is Surah 6, Ayah 81, وَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا. And why should I fear those whom you associate in worship with Allah, though they can neither benefit nor harm, when you fear not that you have joined in worship with Allah things for which He has sent down no authority? This is in Surah 6, Ayah 81. Normal fear, of course, from animals or a cruel oppressor is not shirk. So we don't confuse the two. There is one I did not put there, but I will put it now. It's called Shirk al-Hakimiyya. Shirk al-Hakimiyya. This means choosing or accepting the rule other than the rule of Allah, and believing that it is better than the rule of Allah or equal to it. This is shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ash-Shura, Surah 42, Ayah 21, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Or have they partners with Allah who have made laws for them in religion that which Allah allowed not? So those who rule by other than the rule of Allah because of certain belief that it is better than the law of Allah, they fall into the shirk of hakimiyya. But those who rule by other than the rule of Allah, and please have your attention to this, those who rule by other than the rule of Allah because of certain desires and or weaknesses, while believing that the rule of Allah is most perfect, they commit what is known as practical kufr, which is the lesser degree of kufr that does not take them out of Islam. Very critical. Many of you have come up to me saying things about the kufr and its understanding. We have to differentiate between two kinds of kufr. الكفر الاعتقادي والكفر العملي. The first type of kufr, كفر اعتقادي, meaning in conviction. He believes in such and such thing that contradicts the essence of tawheed, that would take the Muslim out of Islam. Convictional kufr. But practical kufr does not take the Muslim out of Islam. This is very, very critical, because it will safeguard the ummah. Many of the fitna or fitna that occurs in Muslim nations is due to misunderstanding of this concept. Some don't differentiate between the two. There are people who do certain acts of kufr, and it is very vivid that it is an act of kufr, but you cannot say to him he is a kafir until you establish evidence upon him. But we see now Muslims making takfir right and left. The easiest word that would come on the tongue is kafir. Everything they do, kafir. Suppose this happens to one member of your family, and he says, I like to drink, and he commits drinking, and drinking is unlawful, haram. There is a difference now in two things. If he is doing it because of his weakness, believing it is haram, then he is committing a sin, ma'asiyah. But if he is making it halal for himself, convictionally, to drink, then he is making what? Kufr. Now, do you immediately go to him and say you are a kafir, even though he is making an act which is to you drinking? You can't say he's a kafir from the very beginning, but you heard to him, you heard that he is saying, hey, it is good to drink, and you know, I believe it must be right. Huh? You go to him and establish evidence upon him. If he holds to that, then he is a kafir. If he holds to that, then he becomes a kafir. But if he doesn't hold to that, then things become clearer to him, yet he still drinks because of his weakness, then he is a Muslim, but a disobedient Muslim. His affair is left to Allah if he dies on that matter. Very critical things, we have to talk about them more and more, inshallah, across the talk. هذا شرك الحاكمية. نعم. شرك الطاعة. شرك of obedience. ذكرنا شرك الobedience اللي هو متعلق بتحليل الحلال والحرام من بعض الناس واتباعهم. And follow them while they make the halal haram and the haram halal, and they obey them. If they obey them, the rule applies to everything. The rule is this: من وقع بالكفر من فعل الكفر لا يطلق التكفير بعينه عليه. من وقع بالكفر. The one who commits an act of kufr, you cannot say specifically on him he is a kafir until you establish evidence upon him. Maybe he is hadith ahd bil Islam, new to Islam. Could you come and say you are a kafir immediately? You cannot. And on the other hand, ليس كل من ابتدع أو وقع في البدعة فهو مبتدع. Not everyone who commits a bid'ah becomes a مبتدع. Not everyone who commits an innovation becomes an innovator. No. It has to be shown to him that it is a bid'ah. Then, if he is relieved, alhamdulillah. If he insists on his bid'ah, ويوالي ويحارب عليها فقد ابتدع. If he stays on his bid'ah, and then, you know, calling others for it, turning you away because you are against it, you are in sunnah, then he becomes a mubtadi', calling for his bid'ah. Then you call him an innovator. Many Muslims were and are still having an issue of inferiority complex when it comes to matters of nations that are highly sophisticated and in progress, and they become slowly and slowly adopting their ways and bringing them to Muslim lands. And they start liking them, the Kafirs. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those before him had been warned that وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. أين وجه الدلالة؟ If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those before him whom Allah had revelation to them would commit shirk or join others in worship with Allah, all of their deeds will be in vain. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warned, saying to him, وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and certainly your Muhammad will be amongst the losers. In Surah 39:65, this is, I'm talking about the implications now of these things. All these Kafir nations, those who are in delusion and confusion about them, miss this ayah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of mankind, is warned if he would fall in shirk, all of his deeds will be in vain. They would come on the day of judgment, the Muslim should be told this, who is in delusion. They will come on the day of judgment, فَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And we will come to every deed that they have done, and on the day of judgment we will make it like a scattered dust. So the Muslim should not be in delusion. All of their deeds will be in vain, regardless of the progress they would achieve, regardless of how much technology they have already achieved. If they die on that state, it will be in vain, worthless, weighing nothing. So the Muslim shouldn't have his heart attached to these aspects, thinking that, and many have fell into this issue, they become slowly and slowly thinking of religion as the cause for our retardation, or as the cause for our improgress. We don't have progress, because you see, we are going through this, look at them. They have done everything, liberated themselves and stuff, and produced such progress and strong state and etc. Not taking this into the aspect of aqeedah will make him slowly and slowly admire them. And there is a fear that he may become one of them, in conviction as well as in action. This is the note. Those who do not believe that the mushrikeen, those who commit shirk, are kuffar, or doubt their kufr, or defend them correct, anyone who defends them correct, the beliefs of the kuffar, then he or they themselves become kuffar. I will repeat. Those who don't believe that the mushrikeen are kuffar, or doubt their kufr, or defend and correct the beliefs of the kuffar, then they themselves are kuffar. This contradicts the essence of La ilaha illallah. This is one of the greatest contradictions to the declaration of Tawheed. Many Muslims are reluctant and feel even ashamed to say the word kafir to describe a disbeliever who is known to be a disbeliever. Some took the kuffar with great deal of admiration, fear and obedience. Those have inferiority complex that lead them to become blind followers and defenders of the kuffar and their ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And he amongst you who take them as friends, then surely he is one of them. Friend becomes one of them? How come he becomes kafir? We have to look at the word minhum. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. This wilaya of them, taking them as friends, wholeheartedly, with conviction, underline these words, wholeheartedly and with conviction becomes like one of them. But if he, because of his weaknesses, whether a ruler or just a simple person, he takes them as friends, he will be committing what? What kind of kufr? The practical kufr. Is he out of Islam? No. But if he wholeheartedly loves them, hugs them, likes their belief, fears them, obeys them, convictionally, huh? Then he becomes like them? He becomes like them. Should evidence be established on him or not? لا يتخذ المؤمنين المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاة ويحذركم الله نفسه وإلى الله المصير. In Surah Al-Imran, Surah 3, Ayah 28. Let not the believers take for friends disbelievers instead of the believers. And whoever does that will never be helped by Allah in any way, except if you are obliged to defend yourself from them precociously. An exception. And Allah warns you against Himself is punishment, and to Allah is the final return. Some think that the guidance by someone other than the Prophet ﷺ is better and more perfect. And that ruling by other than the rule of Muhammad ﷺ is better. If they convictionally believe so, then they are kuffar. They contradict the essence of al-shahadatayn. لأن الله عز وجل قال فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك من حكموا من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. But by your Lord they can have no faith until they make you judge in all disputes between them and find in their souls no resistance against your decisions, but accept them fully with submission. This is in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 65. Whoever hates any command or anything of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam message, although he may practicing it, becomes a kafir. How? He hates any command or anything of the Prophet ﷺ message, although he may be practicing it, but he hates it. And he is a kafir. Where is the proof? نحن نصبر عليك حتى تغيره. ذلك بأنه and forbids you from something wrong. You don't shun the truth in that. لا تعرض عن الحق الذي فيه ولكن تعرض عن سوء الطريقة التي ألقيت إليك بها النصيحة. Somebody orders you to do a right or to forbid a wrong. Wants you to forbid a wrong, don't do a wrong. You know the truth and you don't hate that truth in it, but you hate the way that it was said to you to do it. هذا ليس إعراض. هذا ليس إعراض مكفر. ثم ليس لزاما أن كل حليق للحية يبغض الله ورسوله. ليس لزاما. It is not that everyone who doesn't have a beard, who doesn't grow a beard, hates Allah and His Messenger and the Message. ليس لزاما. ما هو الدليل? What is the proof? What is the evidence? Some of the Sahaba did some acts that were not except disobedient acts. One Sahabi used to drink. ولكنه لم يكن معرضا عن الله ورسوله. Yet he was not hating Allah and his messenger nor his message. Some of the Sahaba cursed him. لعنه بعض الصحابة وقال ما أكثر ما يؤتى به. How many times when he is brought like this drunk. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم موجود وقال إنه يحب الله ورسوله. He described him that he loves Allah and his message, but he got that problem. He was not معرض, he was not hating. So ليس رزاما. When I see someone, oh, he doesn't have a لحية, this means he is, you know, he hates the order about the لحية. ليس رزاما. So these are some exceptions to this rule. Any person who mocks any part of Islam or any of Allah's names and attributes, then he becomes a kafir. Any person who mocks any part of Islam or any of Allah's names and attributes becomes a kafir. In Surah At-Tawbah, Surah 9, Ayah 65, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَتَّهْزِئُونَ. Was it at Allah and His signs and His messenger that you were mocking? Make no excuse. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Make no excuse, you have disbelieved. You became kuffar after you have believed. Because of their mocking. Some group were in Tabuk with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they started mocking the people who recite the Quran amongst them. They said, oh, look at them, they have big bellies, and they, you know, utter some lies, things like that. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam this verse. Was it at Allah and His signs and His messengers that you were mocking? Make no excuse, you have disbelieved. Became kuffar after you had believed. And they came rushing for excuse. But they had uttered that and said it after they had believed. And this is istihza is obvious, as it is the case in this which incident which happened in Ghazwat Tabuk, and sometimes it may be less obvious. Sometimes it may be less obvious. Like for example, he may be passing by a pious Muslim reciting Quran, following the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam properly and everything, and people start mocking in not obvious ways, by certain moves, by certain eye blinking or things like that. It may not be really quite obvious. هذا استهزاء. This becomes a mocking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned not to sit with these people if they do so. Even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا أَوْ يُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought down to you that if you hear the verses, the signs and verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verses, ayat of Allah being denied and being mocked, then don't sit with them. Don't sit with these people who do so, until they change the subject. If you do so, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلُهُمْ, then you become like them. You have to leave. Because this compromises a quality of hypocrisy. هذه من صفات المنافقين. وردت, it came in سورة المتصفين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. Those who were wicked, when they would pass, or they used to make fun of the believers, If they passed by them, they would mock them. This is in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, ayah 29 to 36, the end of it. So these are qualities of hypocrisy. Qualities of hypocrisy that the Muslim should be aware, definitely not to indulge in. Involvement in magic, including practicing or accepting ways that may, number one, sway man from the good things he likes. For example, using magic to sow discord between a man and his wife, or reduce man to do what he dislikes and is bad for him. These ways of magic are satanic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 102, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ الآية. Solomon did not disbelieve Prophet Solomon, but the devils disbelieved, teaching men magic and such things that came down at Babel to the two angels, Harut and Marut. But neither of these two angels taught anyone such things till they had said, we are only for trial. So disbelieve not by learning the magic from us. Learning magic and to discord between man and his wife, or to reduce man to do the things that he dislikes, practicing these ways are satanic ways and contradict the essence of ash-shahadatayn. Are some acts that contradict the essence of the shahadatayn. And would lead the Muslim to indulge into practices that are so dangerous regarding his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will end this talk to you by elaborating a little bit on one aspect that was discussed all by our fellow brothers here before me, but I felt that I need to talk about it a little bit more. And that relates to the minor shirk. The minor shirk is a major sin. It could lead to major shirk. It does not, however, make the Muslim a kafir. The one who commits a major sin remains a Muslim unless he disregards Allah's prohibition and makes it permissible for himself to indulge in sin. In this case, he exits the fold of Islam. The part that deals with riya, which is a minor show-off, it's an act of worship or religious deed done in order to gain praise, fame, or for worldly purpose, fall under this form of shirk. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الشرك الأصغر الرياء. يقول الله تعالى يوم القيامة إذا جزى الناس بأعمالهم اذهبوا إلى الذين تراءون في الدنيا فانظروا هل تجدون عندهم من جزاء. Hadith Sahih, Rawahu Ahmad. The thing I fear most for you is the minor shirk, the riyah. On the day of reckoning, when Allah rewards mankind according to their deeds, He will say, go to those whom you used to show off your deeds and find out whether you have any reward with them. This is an authentic hadith collected by Imam Ahmad. The second part of it is to make an oath by other than Allah. الحلف بغير الله. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك. حديث صحيح رواه أحمد. Whoever makes an oath by other than Allah, then he has committed shirk. This could take the form of major shirk if the person believes that the one by which the oath is being made could either benefit or harm. It will be transferred to the major shirk. الشرك الخفي, inconspicuous shirk. This is like saying, had I done or not done such and such, or had I said such and such, I would have succeeded. لو فعلت كذا وكذا أو لم أفعل كذا وكذا لنجحت. Why? Because it implies being inwardly dissatisfied with the inevitable condition that has been ordained by Allah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu explained, it is like saying to someone, Allah wills and you will, I shall do such and such. Also, if someone says, had it not been for Allah and for you, I would have not been able to perform such and such. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقولوا ما شاء الله وشاء فلان ولكن قولوا ما شاء الله ثم شاء فلان. حديث صحيح رواه أحمد وغيره. Don't say had Allah and such person will, but instead say had Allah then such and such person will. This is an authentic hadith collected by Ahmad and others. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا أخبرنا أن الشرك فيكم أخفى من دبيب النمل. وسأدلك على شيء إذا فعلت أذهب عنك صغار الشرك وكبار. تقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك وأن أشرك بك وأنا أعلم وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. حديث في صحيح الجامع. Shirk in the Muslim nation is more inconspicuous than the creeping of the black ant. And I shall tell you about something, if you do, you will shun off both the minor and the major shirk. You say, in this dua, you say, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from associating in you anything or anyone while I know, and I seek your forgiveness in the things that I don't know. This is a hadith sahih, quoted from Sahih al-Jami', volume 1, hadith number 694. But I can't go because my 5 minutes has gone to 7, and they had taken 12 also out of my talk. سمعنا وأطعنا. We obey the leader here.